minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Gabby. Elmo will just pick this one.
No, wait, Elmo.
What?
Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
How is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock. Rocco's not alive.
Not Rocco.
Yes, Rocco! You got it, Elmo! Say happy birthday to Rocco!
Happy birthday, Rocco!
Oh,
Gordon,
nice.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Come here. What?
Jesus.
Excuse us, Zoe. Gordon?
Yeah?
Rocco's a rock!
This motherfucker right here. This motherfucker's a motherfucking rock, nigga. This motherfucker's rock. You what the motherfucker? How you gonna eat the cookie, bitch? How the fuck you gonna eat the cookie, bitch? You can't eat the motherfucking cookie, bitch. You can't eat it.
Oh, you a hoe, hoe. Oh, you a hoe. Oh, you a hoe. Oh, because it's January 6th? You a hoe. You a hoe, hoe. I know what the fuck you doing. You ain't shit. You ain't
shit. Nigga. Oh, nigga. Oh, shit. My bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was muted. Welcome to episode 173 of Blurs of the Hood. I'm the Spike Blur, Winston A. Marshall.
Yeah, I'm a resident supervillain.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I fucked it up at first. I forgot to mute myself, nigga. So you guys can hear me at first. And I said,
bitch.
Nigga, if you know how long I went to go find this motherfucking rock, like I was outside trying to find a motherfucking rock to be able to do that and just rant, like, my boy Elmo ain't having that shit, nigga.
This bitch.
This nigga hates Rocco. Like, look at, nigga, for real. Look, oh, you moved back to Blurred 1. This nigga hates Rocco. Look at this shit.
Not Rocco.
Yes, Rocco! You got it, Elmo! Say happy birthday to Rocco!
Happy birthday, Rocco!
Oh,
Gordon,
nice.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Come here.
What?
Excuse us, Zoe! Gordon?
Yeah?
Rocco's a rock!
Like, he hates that nigga. He hates it with all of his heart.
The fact Gordon hit, I mean, Elmo hit Gordon with the, let me holler at you for a second real quick. Let me talk to you real quick. Hey, nigga.
Nigga. That's a rock.
Rock. He said,
that's a rock. No, dude, it was really funny because I knew the minute I saw that second video, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do the follow-up. We very rarely ever do a post-credit like replay, but I need it for context.
No,
I wish we had a previously on.
You should have did that. You could have did that, nigga. You could have made a previously on, and you could have. But I'm gonna tell you what this is. So here's the fucked up part. I was out early. I had to go do what do nigga what you been doing? But this nigga calls me and tells me I got the opening video. I said, all right, bet. So I'm in the rental trying to prep the show. We prepping the show on the call. And he was like, when I do the opening video, just trust me and go along with it. I was like, nigga, no. Like, I was like, this doesn't sound good in any way, shape, form, or fashion. You say it, just go with it. Like, okay.
Happy no sound day, my guy. Call back. Classic callback. Happy anniversary, Jay. They even asked, did he mute on purpose? Nah, yes, but Jay didn't. That was the best part about it, bro. Oh, man. I thought you was going to come in. I thought you would get it, and you would put your camera black and yell at me from the black camera.
This bitch.
I thought you would just go with it, but I clearly, you know, this nigga can tell jokes, but he can't take a joke. It's kind of what? Nigga.
I said what I said.
You can tell jokes, but you can't take a joke.
Hi, that's my name, Marshall. Shut the fuck up and answer this question.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Shit, man. Just trying to figure it all out, dude. Because, you know, just had a lot of things shift around financially. So that means that, like, I'm having to figure out new scenarios. Jay and I were actually having a really good talk. One that we both didn't want to have. Nothing against us. But we hate the fucking system is essentially what we were saying. How most of you, which... I'll stress this right now. If you were watching the show and you do not already follow Jay and I on Twitter, on Instagram, if you don't follow the Blurs in the Hood on Twitter, on Instagram, on our respective YouTube channels, on TikTok, my nigga, for real, do me a favor while you're watching this. If you're watching on your phone, leave the show and come back, bitch. That's fine. I don't give a shit. We'll be here. I'm just talking about my day. Please follow us. Because Jay just told me a story, which is the truth. This happens. This nigga was getting called out for a network TV show, right?
Several times. It was auditioning for several times.
And the casting director straight up said, Jay, I've been trying to get you on this thing. I would call you in more, but you don't have enough followers. That's the stupid fucking game we play. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. This town has shifted to how much of an influence, how many eyes can you get on it, even if it's so... Our big thing that we're already pushing, that's why we're doing the live show. If you didn't already know that, Juneteenth, we've talked about it. We're doing a live show here in
Los Angeles. We're just waiting on final confirmation.
Okay. Of course. So you got that? Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Why you got to do it with the thumbs exploded too? Like, you did it like an emoji. What the fuck, nigga?
You didn't know about this shit? This not Southern shit, bro. You get your send your... Pacow. Like, you pull your fucking guns out. It is a stupid game that we fucking have to play, but we have to play it. And that we have to get followers up. You know what I'm saying? You know, Big Brother Jay over here. Big Brother Jay is out here with fucking, what, 12,000 on Twitter?
12,000 on Twitter, 9.5 on Instagram.
You know what I'm saying?
And these are real motherfuckers. That's the problem that makes me mad. Yeah. Like, it's like, I get it. When people have hundreds of thousands and millions now, some people are real. I've organically built up 12,000 followers on Twitter. Like, I've been busting my ass to be kind of funny in, you know, 280 characters.
I know. And so, it looks like I feel better to answer that question, sort of. I am certainly better. Each day, I feel better than I did the last. It's still definitely here. I still got that nasty-ass cough, so you may hear it once or twice the more we talk. But yeah, that's been the big thing. Today has been a lot of focus, like a project that I'm working on right now. You know, a lot of energy into that. Really trying to figure out certain things. A lot of the money-making opportunities to directly solve that issue is just going to take some time because people are just getting back into the office. So I've applied to a couple different places that will give me good money but flexibility. But I got to wait to hear about that shit. So it's about just self-creating right now, and so it's writing random
Jay
shit.
Is legit a great follow on Twitter. Like,
oh, but, you know, for the most part, you tweet too much, bitch. That's the one thing I will always say. You tweet too much.
I mean, aside situation. No.
But that's
aside certain situations, nigga. I know how to utilize the. Okay, let me ask you, hey Peter.
I mean, what did you think? Like,
Peter,
like,
where your auntie? Peter, where your auntie?
Peter, oh my auntie. God! Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch!
Peter, where your auntie?
I thought this would do more traction. Honestly, Kristen had a good tweet because you know
you. Are you looking at the screen?
Yeah, what nigga? Why?
Peter, where your auntie?
God, I hate you so fucking much. I hate Peter, you so fucking.
Peter, where your auntie?
I hate you so fucking much, bro. I didn't catch it at first. That's goddamn Willem Dafoe on a nigga.
Yeah,
I hate you so much.
That's why I was like, Peter, where your auntie?
I hate you so much. Well, Kristen had a funny tweet where she was like, with a question, she goes, Florona, which I'm sure you've heard about that, where people are catching both the flu and corona at the same time.
You suck my dick, Connor Pearson Ward.
Jay has quantity over quality some days, but it is a great follow. That's the truth. Dude, here's the thing. You probably put up like 200 tweets a day. I don't know how you have time for that, but you put up about 200 tweets a day, right?
My mind is always running, nigga. I got these fucks. I'm not always on the phone with people.
Nigga, do you understand that fucking newspapers also have these thoughts and these journalistic ideas, and they edit them, and instead of releasing all 200 stories, they pick the 50 best? So
you bitches pick the 50 best. Whatever ones don't get like, get deleted.
So, but you remember the internet's forever, bitch. You're going to do that one day. You're going to regret that shit. Anyway, she had a tweet where she was just like, Florona seems intense and all, but where is the catchy, I don't even know what the fuck, I don't know how to pronounce that, for having COVID and your period at the same time. Now that's the struggle. So my ass got creative and I was said Omicron plus period equals Omicron cramps variant, dog. I thought that would do fucking numbers because it's simple, but it's kind of fun. There you go. And Jordan says 200 tweets a day. Well, that explains, well, you know.
Nigga, no.
Nigga, shout out Willem Dafoe. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, that's a good tweet. That's a good tweet right there, bro. So that's all, man. I'm just out here in these streets realizing that unfortunately this is the game we have to play. Shout out to the homies that I just saw, a couple folks right now. Hit that follow. I appreciate you trying to get there. But ooh, Lord of Jesus, man. It is what it is, bro. So throw it back to you, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Niggas. Nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Niggas.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
I did a comedy show last night. Shouts out to the homie Jonesy out in Los Alamitos, California. It was at this place called Infuse Digital. What they are is a digital marketing platform company all about cannabis, okay? Place is called Cannabis Capital as well. Nigga, when you open the door, you are greeted by the smoke before you are a person. Nigga, it was just everybody just walking around, just lighting smoke, and I was like, oh my God. Because we were supposed to be doing stand up there. There's a stand up stage. The stage is dope.
Yeah.
The thing is, everybody in there smoking weed at the same time. Nigga, I was on stage telling jokes and I was like, let me tell y'all something right now. I didn't plan on being high by the time I left here, but I think before I leave off this stage, it's going to happen. This was I also said, because niggas is smoking weed in the room. So what happens when people smoke weed every now and then? What's the number one thing? They get giggles. They fall asleep. They cough.
Oh, yeah.
I said, this is the only time a nigga can cough. And ain't nobody looking like, hey. Like,
no, but there's a reason why I don't smoke in public, because I get a little antisocial, a little paranoid. So my ass would be the one be like, hell no. Hell no. No.
Nigga, when I tell you before the show, me, Michael Nocci, Justine Marino, Justin Rivera, we did all the comics on the show. Nigga, we stayed in the green room the whole time with mask on, like, They were like, what, are y'all afraid of running? We was like, no, nigga, it's the fact of all this weed smoke. Like, we didn't want to be hot. Bro, I got through about, I had to do 15.
Norman Thoughtsborn, holy shit. Oh. Norman thoughts board.
Oh, nigga.
I just want the show to go normal, nigga. I don't want a normal show.
We're never gonna have a normal show. I need you to understand that. That's not how this works, nigga. That's not how this works. Norman Thoughtsborn is brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. So we do this, like I said, do the show. I'm about 12 minutes into my 15-minute set, nigga. All of a sudden, I know I'm high. And I'm just telling myself, Jesus, let me remember these last set of jokes I wanted to tell before I got... Nigga, I was so high. I was on stage. I was like, all right, I'm going to leave y'all on a positive note. I don't know what I got to say besides. I'm positively high right now. I got to go. And nigga left the show. It was so dope. I got back home, nigga. I drove. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so high. I had bought some cookies from Aldi's. Nigga, I was fucking them cookies up and drinking a bubbly at the same time, nigga.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you were fucking them cookies like your mattress while in the Aldi's. No, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Fucking them cookies up, okay? So here's the fucked up thing that's been happening for the past 48 hours. So I'm trying to, again, I haven't been able to work out. My lower back is fucked, okay? I'm probably going to have to go to urgent care. I got lower back spasms. I've been sitting on the heating pad since the last episode of the show, all this shit, right? Well, so also, since I can't work out, I'm also making sure my diet is where it needs to be. And one of the big things I've been on are probiotics, right? Good Belly has a thing in probiotics. Nigga, this is a normal show. That's
pretty Yo, I knew the goblin pass was just an elaborate do-rag. Yo!
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own. Fuck that.
Oh, God.
Every single time you just start giggling, and all of a sudden that Osmosis Jones in your system kicks in, nigga, I get hella nervous. I'm just North like... Contagious. Touch me, baby. Give me what you... Which I don't want you to. Anyway, so... I don't want to make sure I clarify. But no, so I've been drinking all these probiotics, and I didn't know when you do too many, it will make... I've been drinking probiotics and eating...
Oh, God. Oh, man. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is true. You remember Norman Osborn always did have waves.
And it, yep. Comics and on Spider-Man series. Cartoons, yep.
Dude, him and Harry had them waves.
They had them 360s, nigga. They had them old Murray pomade
that
waves.
That shit was fucking wild. That shit was wild. Yo, what black actor would play, like, obviously Willem Dafoe has mastered that role. Nobody's beating him for that. But what black actor you think would be good playing Norman Osborn, bro?
Gilroy Lindo.
Too old. Norman, yeah. Norman isn't that old. He's like late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe is 70 almost.
Well, but again, they wanted to reprise the role. Yeah, I get that. Okay, okay. I gotta think on it, but go ahead.
Fuck, now you don't have my brain thinking about that. So yeah, so now I've been, like I said, probiotics.
Ooh, if he could play crazy, Omari Hardwick is kind of right in.
Nah.
I just don't see him playing that kind of unhinged. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need my Norman Osborn always brushing his fade down. Fuck that. Nah, I'm good.
Nigga, that's the whole point. We're talking about fucking Norman with the waves. We need a nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Give me Ricky! Morris Chestnut. All right. I always feel like
that nigga doesn't age. That nigga doesn't age. Oh, you know what? Because I've seen him play crazy before. Michael Ealy, maybe.
Yeah, he light skinned, so that works. Anyway.
Yo, you's a bitch. You is a whole bitch. And the only thing I have to say to your ass is...
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
So I've been eating green veggies and all this shit and drinking all this probiotics, nigga. It's had, I have not, nigga, I've been shitting like a hostage, got food poisoning. And my stomach, nigga, I've been I popped Tums and it didn't work. I just went and got some Pepto-Bismol. Me and my toilet have gotten known each other on a first name basis, and I live in this apartment. Like, so if I get up in the middle of the show, y'all know what the fuck didn't happen.
Why is this happening? I missed that part of the story.
Because the probiotic shit is too much probiotic in my system.
You know the ultimate probiotic? Fucking COVID. No one tells you when you get COVID, you be shitting your brains out, bro. No one told me that shit.
Did you literally just segue what's going on with a nigga here about what's going on with a nigga there? Did you just say?
Nigga, King, segue King, bitch. I didn't fucking mean to do that. I was just relating to you, ho. I was relating to your ass.
Literally my ass. Because I've been...
Jesus. Oh, Orlando Jones, maybe.
Yeah, because that nigga, that last performance he did as Mr. Nancy in American God.
Dude, like, he would do really well with that role, actually.
Man, fuck y'all. Trip
run a gun office in his guts. Yo, streamlabs.com/blurs of the hood/tip if you want to get it in. I know you wanted to finish your story, nigga, but I can't think of a better motherfucking segue than that. Speaking of running and gunning offenses, Antonio Brown back in the motherfucking
He is back in the motherfucking news
because he has decided that he was going to come out in these streets and try and let everybody know why it is he was running off the field, including sending some text messages that he's had with Bruce Arians. This was the exchange he put up. This is Bruce Arians. Make sure you're ready to go tomorrow. We are not resting for the playoffs. Call me. He hit him up with the photo of him getting an ankle rehab and saying, I'm all in, coach. Really can't get to full speed. I want to win.
Why can't this nigga spell Kate?
Get to full speed. I want to win. Want to be there. If I wake up tomorrow, feel better, I'll be really kind of rolled it outside on 2-point play. I want what's best for team. Let me know let me know when you free. I'll call you. Arian says, come see me in the morning. We'll talk it out. Definitely want you with us in case you're ready. So that came out, but a lot of people were kind of like, bro, even with that being the case, because Arian said in his press conference, we didn't talk about his ankle. It sounds like what Arian's people are trying to say is on the sideline they didn't. So this doesn't necessarily, I mean, this doesn't make Arians look good, but what really doesn't make Brown look good, I'm sure you saw this other shit. He also put out a series of text messages between him and Alex Guerrero and try to make it seem, which is Tom Brady's personal trainer, and try to make it seem like, hey, yo, this dude is a piece of shit out here charging $100K and not helping people. Well, he said, imagine your quarterback trainer charging you $100K then doing no work. Must be was a part of these guys' plans all along. So it's kind of hard to read here. So give me a second.
He says, hey, AG, if we're not going to work anymore, that's fine. Let me know about the $100K I paid you. Only fair, I get back half my money. Let me know how to proceed.
This is what people roasted it because Alex goes back, good morning, AB. I appreciate you reaching out to me. I completely understand that you want to go in a different direction. Thank you for the opportunity to work together. You're a wonderful person. I hope you continue to succeed on and off the field. Please let me know where you want me to send the balance. Big hugs, my friend. So everybody was like, this nigga was out here talking about, hey, he ain't fucking send the money back. Nigga, he said in a very polite and professional text, you tell me where to send the goddamn money. Now, supposedly, AB posted his fucking bank fucking information from the text message on the first one, so we had to delete it and repost the fucking text message. So everybody was talking about how someone was probably already stealing all this nigga's money, bro.
You ain't found the bank statement, nigga. Hold on, let me find it.
I saw the photo, but I didn't screenshot at the time because I was in bed. But that's not where things wrap up, man. They get nigga, even more ridiculous.
Let's see, AB bank account. Hold on, AB really posted his bank account. Yep, got it. All right, here we go.
You don't need to put it on screen. It's fine. But yes,
why not?
Why would you open us up to that? Just if people want to go find his bank account, let them go find his bank account. Don't do that.
What are you literally talking
don't
about?
Do that. It doesn't matter. Why are you doing
no, What are you talking about? Why
would I just mean, I don't want any of that exposure. God damn it. I can't even pull this off. I can't even fucking God damn it, you stupid whore.
Jesus. That was aggressive. You stupid whore.
Well, that's fine. I just hope you understand. If the feds come for you, that's on your ass. I had nothing to do with it. The things that Jay Washington does, he does by himself. Fuck.
But no, as Winston A. Marshall likes to say,
if Jay Washington does shit, he did it on his own, bitch ass nigga. Anyways, that's not where this story ends. The part that's really funny to me is that there was an Instagram OnlyFans hoe. I guess the easy way to say it, her name is Ava. Kind of thick, right?
Man, let me tell you something. God did some good work with that masonry. That brick wall right there is laid perfectly. It needs to be tuck pointed a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing about the masonry that you're talking about. She got famous because she was licking a toilet in 2020 to do the COVID challenge. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, that's this bitch.
Yes, that's what she got famous for, right? So turns out that Mr. Antonio Brown was out here in these streets doing what he needed to do. To get her into his hotel room right before the game, they have a protocol where you are not allowed to have guests before the game. So
what did he miss?
I mean, a lot. Rewind and then run it at 1.75 or 2.2
you
speed.
Missed, this no, nigga. You missed.
God damn it. Take that shit off the motherfucking screen, bro.
Norman Thoughtsborn, nigga.
So not only did he sneak her in, he was doing all sorts of shit, asking her to make a sex tape with him so they could put that out there in the streets. But he also kept saying to her, fuck their bullshit ass COVID rules, fuck the NFL. And he kept saying, I can't wait for you to see what I do tomorrow. Allegedly, that's what he kept saying to Ava right before he ran off the motherfucking field. So a lot of this shit does not look good for AB, bro.
But see, wait till
I said allegedly.
Because wait till you see what I do tomorrow could mean, you know what I'm saying, like my gameplay. Like, this nigga's trying to throw... No, I don't think...
Considering it was paired with fuck the NFL and their COVID rules or BS.
But that what the reason he left had nothing to do with the COVID rules. You get what I'm saying?
But he kept saying fuck the NFL.
No, I get that.
Indeed do the Seahawks special, Kristen, and snuck a girl in. Now, he didn't do it with the pads and shit. You remember that nigga last year? Yeah. Yo, another good one, bro. Willem Dafoe. That's pretty good.
Willem the Hob D'Angelo. Fuck is wrong with y'all? All right. So you saw what I said in the private chat, right?
I saw it, man. Go ahead.
Let's just do that because it's right there.
Sure.
So it was said. Where the fuck did it? Okay, it's in two. Here we go.
Put everything in two.
Yeah. So as you all know, Super Bowl 56 is supposed to happen this year at SoFi Stadium. It was announced about an hour ago that according to the NFL, it will still happen. The reason this is a story is because of LA and LA County's rising COVID cases. There's always a emergency contingent plan of if the weather doesn't play right, et cetera, et cetera. The plan as of right now is what Jerry Jones has opened up and said, hey, y'all want to come play here? He has opened up AT&T Stadium, potentially, if the Super Bowl is not allowed to be played in Los Angeles. Now, like I just stated, they have said that as of right now, everything is still a go. They do not anticipate it. But, again, there will be mask enforced, all that. Tampa Bay last year was a thing because of everybody being vaccinated, being first responders, healthcare workers. You unprofessional whore. Anyway.
Nigga, I don't know who the fuck Padilla Maria is calling me at fucking 6:30 at night and shit from Montebello, California.
Unprofessional whore.
They're getting fucking tricky. It was on unsilent a second ago. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You unprofessional whore. Anyway, they are saying that if whatever happens, if the numbers rise too much, where Los Angeles has to go back to a diminished attendance capacity, then it may move on to Dallas. Now, they said Dr. Dre is set to lose millions if it does not happen here. So I just wanted to put that out there like that. So again, those two stories out the way since they were football related, back to back to back. All right, you ready?
Yep.
You already know what's next. All right, so we were initially going to talk about this thing that happened on Tuesday. All right, we don't a lot of times try to talk about, we talk about other pods very rarely, unless something major happens on that pod or whatever. This happened with artist Asia Doll, but she was on the Fresh and Fit pod. I want y'all to pay attention to this, and we'll be right back.
I don't even know who she is, so I don't care. Simple.
Damn.
Sidebar conversations, please. All right. What about I've you? Told you, this is like, you know, this is like the fifth time I've told you that, right?
Yes. Sixth time.
Like, I'm stop. Sorry. For real, like, stop.
He mean as fuck.
You haven't been here. So I haven't seen
about none of that shit.
Yeah, it's the whole show.
Yeah, she's been doing it the whole show. I'm not mean as fuck. I just have rules. Simple.
All right, go ahead. It's podcast.
Damn. What I look for in a man club, that's like approaching me.
Hold on. Excuse me?
You mean.
I'm not mean at all.
Okay, I don't care.
Have you been here the whole time?
No.
All right, then. So you don't know what was happening, right?
I don't
right?
give a fuck.
Okay, then. So how are you going to come on somebody's show, not know what go down, and say, oh, you're mean?
It don't matter. I can say what I want.
Okay, just well, you can get the fuck off the show, too.
I don't give
man,
a fuck.
Get off the show, too. Man. What? Chill out, bro.
Listen, don't like, no, you can go.
No, no, no.
Chill, chill.
You're not going to come on the platform.
Nah, chill, bro. She ain't got to go nowhere.
No, she could go.
Chill,
I don't have to.
Come on, baby. We don't have to be this mean. We can all be, come on.
Chill out, bro.
Let's calm
I'm
down.
I'm sorry.
He's hot. I'm calm.
No, I'm we're very good. I'm very calm, but it's like, bro, you got to show a little bit of respect on the platform.
It's cool, bro. Chill.
I say you mean. It is what it is. What the fuck you want me to say?
That's
you,
not the truth,
mean,
though.
You mad about saying mean? You grown as hell.
What?
Yeah, well.
Okay. So, earlier on the show, it was a little back and forth. So, he was just telling her to chill because it was like five times before to like chill.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay, but I said he mean. Why he want to stop the shit? Well, do some dramatic.
Because you don't know what was going on.
We are holding the show.
It's good though, bro. Hey,
why would
yo.
They piss you off?
Chill, bro. It's all right. We all right. We good.
He want a moment. Get it slow.
We good. Let's keep going, bro. We all
right. I want to leave.
Let's keep.
No,
babe,
don't
you
leave,
got
please.
I won't.
Please.
Okay. Just like from here on out, like, please, one at a time because.
Yeah, we'll start over. I promise I won't say nothing. I promise.
This is the fifth time. You said that last time.
Yes.
So these clown ass niggas from the Fresh and Fit podcast, as you see, went in on rapper Asia Doll. Asia Doll is from Dallas. She's been out in the streets. She's been, you know what I'm saying, making a name for herself. Now, I want you to, again, the end was also played at the beginning where dude, one of the hosts, Myron, this bitch ass nigga was like, I don't know who the fuck she is. Nigga, she's on your show.
That's the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. Why would you ask someone to come on your show and not know who the fuck they are, what they do, what they're important for? Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And if it's someone that's booked by your producer, then what unprofessional shit are you doing that you didn't get that information before you started the goddamn show? That's just the tip of the fucking iceberg.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. So after that incident, because everybody was like, yo, it's a room full of women and you're real misogynistic and real degrading. Clips have surfaced of these hoe ass niggas. I want you to see this one. It's two clips back to back. Watch this shit.
Which are traits of feminine women? What's her gram?
What's your Instagram?
Dude,
again?
You got like a
love today.
Yeah, baby.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Just keeping it real. I don't really date black girls. It's not because like no. Like most black girls are like annoying. How to put this? Ratchet, and they don't know how to like be reserved. You're like the complete opposite.
You are not the stereotype. You are not the stereotype.
You are not the same. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll give you that compliment.
What's your Instagram?
It's Crystal.
What about the black dating app called Black? It's funny. I never used that one, bro. But hey, man.
I mean, hey, bro. If you want to date a bunch of Shaniquas, go for it, man.
LaQuisha.
Yeah. Like me and Fresh aren't really down with the brown like that. Man. We ain't Knight Riders.
Nah,
so
bro, I'm good.
You know, sometimes if they're, you know, red bone, but like in general, me and Fresh don't dabble in the dark, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay. So last.
So these bitch ass niggas caught hell from the internet as they should. Because thank y'all, black dudes actually started sticking up for black women. Because in this case, because a lot of niggas don't want to do it nowadays because they want to appease other fucking people. Look, let me say something here openly and just candidly.
It is no secret that both myself and Winston A. Marshall have dealt with all races of women. Want to make sure we say that first and foremost. But it is one of the things we are always going to stand up for black women. Now, these bitch-ass niggas called hell because everybody was like, oh, well, they were like, oh, well, what about our preferences? Listen what this nigga said.
It's no one bats an eye. When women say, I want a man that's 6 feet tall, makes a certain amount of money, blah, 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 those are considered preferences. But if I say, hey, man, I don't date black girls like that. Oh, God.
You hate black women.
How dare you?
You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
My mom's black. Your mom's black.
Yeah.
My sister's black. Like, bro, we just have a preference.
If we hate a black woman, would we bring African American women and black women on the show?
Okay, but the question.
Let me finish. Okay, we would not if we had an issue with them. Our dating preferences are our preferences. Just like you have the prerogative as a woman to date a man that makes a certain amount of money, a height, income, whatever it is. No one bats an eye. We are free to choose who we want to hook up with and date. Like, what the hell? Like, there's nothing wrong with having preferences.
All right. I got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot of fucking thoughts. First of all, to say that people don't bat an eye when women say certain things like that, are you kidding me? Do you understand that there's an entire term for women that are just interested in men because of their money? They're called gold diggers. So, no. Miss me with that stupid bullshit about no one bats an eye or says some shit if someone says some shit. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you can have said preferences and you cannot be fucking disrespectful. We just watch you be like, I don't want to know Shanika with her loud ass and all that shit. I don't want to know Toya. We just heard you, you dumb fuck. And third of all, even if you find yourself in a particular pattern of the type of women that you're dating or men you're dating, if we're talking about women, whatever, you don't have to say it out loud, you stupid bitch. You could just shut the fuck up. You could have that preference and, again, not be fucking disrespectful to an entire group of women that not only deserve way more motherfucking respect that they already get, you are adding on to that fucking bullshit. What Malcolm X fucking said that shit all the time, and we bring it up. The most unprotected person in America is a black woman, goddammit. And you niggas are doing the same shit over and over again to perpetuate that shit.
I know for a fact the odds of these bitch-ass niggas seeing this are slim to none. Yeah. I know a bunch of other niggas have gone in on them. I know motherfuckers are probably thinking, oh, you just hating on two niggas more successful than you. What I tell you this, these cornball-ass, clown-ass, coon-ass niggas, I swear for God, if I ever saw one of these bitch-ass niggas in the street, I would slap five from them. You can edit this and tell them Jay Washington said it, because you're hoe-ass niggas. Like Winston just said, your preference is your preference. There's no problem with that. You don't date black women, fine, but leave black women out of your bullshit you got to say. You don't date white women. You don't date Hispanic women, et cetera, et cetera. Leave them out of your bullshit. To be misogynistic, to be hella hateful and demeaning and degrading for no fucking purpose, and then to try to validate your bullshit statement by saying, well, if we didn't fuck with black women when we have black women on the show, you clown-ass niggas is trying to prove you're somebody just to say, we got bitches. You niggas is hoes.
But the other thing about it, Jay, that's so interesting to me, you know what the whole, if we didn't fuck with black women, why are we on the show? You know what you just said, bitch? You just pulled the I have a black friend bullshit. Well, I couldn't be racist. If I was racist, I wouldn't be friends with black people. That's crazy. Miss me with that stupid bullshit, man.
You know what? I would hate to have to, I feel like there's somebody I need to talk to deal with these niggas. And I know who I should make the call
Don't
to.
Don't do it. Bro. Don't do it.
It's more dangerous.
Uh-oh. Whoops. Sorry.
It's more dangerous. Umar Johnson. Okay, thank you.
Nigga. Just
what?
It just, again. Aside, all that aside, it is just very frustrating that you get motherfuckers who, look, I understand people want to try to get recognition, and their expression is there's no such thing as bad publicity, because again, where one group of people might dislike you and hate you, there's another group that'll glom onto you and pump you up and promote you and gas you up. It is what the fuck it is. That's why I always tell people, you want to gas some niggas up, you can gas up a Swaggy Blurred and a resident supervillain, and we will take that perfectly fine. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But those are the type of niggas that say, I don't date black women, that don't realize, I don't think black women would get at their ass anyway. I hate niggas that make you be like, well, I don't date this. I don't date this. Nigga, they don't date you. That shit just frustrates the dog shit out of me, bro. Like, yeah. I watched this shit and I saw it. And I'm like, again, as a man with a black daughter, my black mother, and my black aunties and et cetera, my sisters and cousins, even I don't have real sisters, but like they might be my sisters, but I'ma always stick up for them. And I would never find myself on this platform that I have or any other platform that I am given to make sure that I demean and degrade black women. Here's the thing. If you ever catch me with a black woman that I know that's like a comic and we joking, just know her and I have an understanding, because after that, it is all love. The shit that black women go through on a daily fucking basis.
I mean, Blue Girl 718 just said it right here, man. Being a black woman is exhausting. We literally get attacked just for existing.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm just tired of it, man. And again, you know, Asian Doll she signed up or reposted a petition to get the show taken down. And of course, you go have these clown ass niggas that's gonna be like, see, there was one white dude that was like, women should be seen, not heard. And I was like, bro, you look like that. You need to shut your face. Like,
hey, you know who else needs to shut their motherfucking face? This announcer for the Wizards, my guy. So Kevin, Kevin Porter from the Rockets. Kevin Porter Jr. from the Rockets, man. He put a dagger in the Wizard's eye with a three-pointer. It was pretty fucking impressive, but this announcer said some shit. He said some shit that he really shouldn't have, and I'll explain in just a second. Watch this.
What a well-designed play, and you got to give credit. Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. Boy, that one stung.
Okay, so you're probably wondering, I mean, other than the light implication of, you know, being black and being like, he pulled the trigger at the right time, you're kind of like, huh, that was weird. This nigga actually had a giant realization that
I've made a huge mistake.
What the fuck? Because
Kevin Porter Jr. from the Rockets is not related to Kevin Porter, who used to play for the Wizards and was a spot shooter. Kevin Porter Jr.'s father, Kevin Porter Sr., was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of a 14-year-old girl, claimed the gun was accidentally discharged, and a witness did back up his statement, so he eventually pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter and served more than 4 years in prison. Now, Porter Jr. in 04 was 4 years old at the time, and his father was later then shot and killed in a Seattle bar, meaning they had absolutely zero relation whatsoever. On top of the fact that the Kevin Porter that played for Washington played in the 70s and 80s, that nigga would be 71. So the odds of him having a 21-year-old son right now in the NBA are pretty slim as well. So this nigga went on an apology tour, of course, to try and feel bad about it. I'm going to go ahead and share LeBron's tweet, because LeBron wasn't having this shit, man. He came at this nigga talking about, yo, dude, he thought that that was cool, huh? Nah, we ain't going for this. Sorry, but this ain't going to fly. How insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it, man. I pray for you, but there's no place for you in our beautiful game. I am just, I don't know where the fuck Jay went. Jay just walked away for a second, which is fine. I mean, that happens. Talk about, whoa, this nigga soloed on me? Okay, whatever. My mind's kind of blown, because for the same way that it makes zero sense for the Fresh Fit people not to know who the fuck Asia Doll is when Asia Doll is literally on your show, there is no reason that the person who is announcing the game doesn't have a producer giving them that information, doesn't have the information about who's related to, like, you don't do a little bit of research before you go in and you just announcing shit. You should probably know. Oh, that's probably what it is. Did he already say it in the chat? I didn't even think about that. That's probably what happened. Yo, Winston just throwing them segue dives. Look, man, I can't help myself. It happens. It was just a really, really, really poor choice of words. I get it that they both, the fact that he is a Kevin Porter Jr., I understand that. But like, dude, come the fuck on. You knew enough to know that it was that far back, but to not like take a break. So look, man, I'm just of the mindset that everybody needs to do a lot better with how they handle things like that, about throwing flipping comments, shit like that, especially because that is one of those things that was super traumatizing, clearly, for Kevin Porter Jr., the fact that he had to do that. Everybody figured it out. I didn't figure it out, but everybody else was like, hey, man, leave him alone. My nigga's probiotics. He had to take a shit. Like, oh, you muted the mic so they couldn't hear you.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh man.
Okay.
That was great. So you got any thoughts on this nigga out here saying pulling the trigger and shit when the man
nigga like to just assume that and to not even just to let that be the line.
So Caster says that his brother-in-law's job in the Olympics and the World Cup is to do exactly that. Research the athletes and fact check everything the announcers say. Bro.
How do you?
You muted yourself.
I hit the cord.
Okay.
Like how? And man, shout out to Wipes. Baby wipes on the toilet, man.
Baby wipes are the... Ooh, that's some serious shit.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
Yo, shout out to C. Nick, come on. You know that shit was funny. No pun intended.
This bitch.
Yep.
Shut your stupid ass up. Say that, folks. What did your dumb ass say?
Oh my god. All right. Before we get to the Streamlabs, remember streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/chip. We got a couple of quick stories we want to throw by you. First of all, this is probably my favorite one. We gotta do some nerd shit. X-Men Red is gonna drop in April and will feature a team of Storm, Magneto, Sunspot as the three main characters with a few others. We don't know a lot yet, except they will be on a red planet. Not quite sure if it's Mars or another planet, but bro. Storm as the leader of this team with those other two there. Like, how excited are you? Because one, look at my girl Storm with her natural hair still out here flowing like a mug. And this is one of her outfits actually for the team as well, man, where she looks.
I am here for it all with the Roro. The Magneto inclusion is the weird one. But
not necessarily, remember, because the whole reboot with Dawn of X and Powers of X is the fact that they're all the mutants are really kind of banded together now. So I actually understand it in that regard. They've kind of left that Magneto as like a peak villain behind. Who knows if maybe that changes during this storyline. But
fair, that's true, and that's very fair. So yeah, I'm excited to read it, and well, as soon as it drops in his stores, man. Again, Sunspot getting some shine. So like that's what's needed.
Absolutely, man. Another quick take. I don't think we have an asset for it, but that's okay. Oh, yes, you did. Great. The Grammys are postponed indefinitely due to the COVID surge in LA. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jay, how do you feel about this, man?
Well, they said it might move. I mean, the possibility, it doesn't have to stay at Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as the Staples Center. It could go to Vegas.
That's possible. That's very possible. I know, but that's the big thing. They obviously always do it in front of a giant crowd. At Staples, so we'll see. Like if
Vegas,
no. I understand that. But at least for now, it's indefinitely postponed. We don't really know.
Yeah, they don't even have They don't even have a follow up date. As of right now, Sundance is going back virtual.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things have changed up, and like, nah, so it's a wrap on things. Again, I don't know why people don't understand. Like, yo, we just need to shut shit down for a month at least.
That's what I'm saying. If I don't think we need to go back into that full blown lockdown.
Yeah, just a month.
Knowing that Omicron's going the way it is, fuck. They gonna shut the shit down in the middle of Black History Month. They gonna make us wait it out now. Then they gonna not let niggas out to celebrate. This is some old bullshit. All right, here's a fucking nigga. I needed the asset. I know you're looking for something, but I needed the goddamn asset, bitch. What are you looking for? Just say it out loud, nigga. What do you want to play right now? Oh, God. So two people won the Powerball yesterday, man. It was a $632.6 million thing. So that splits to $316.3 if you take the annuity. And this is pretty cool because we always think it's just 50% is gone. Well, federally, they only take about 24%. It's about $54 million off. One of them won in Wisconsin. It's only 7.65%. So they're only taking about, what, 31%, which is significantly less than I thought. So my big question is, the reason I brought this up, man, you win the lotto, you're winning that kind of money. What are the first five things you're buying, bro?
New knees.
Why are you too busy sucking dick, nigga? What the fuck?
these knees are terrible from wrestling, nigga. Some new knees, some new shoulders. Okay. A house.
Knees and shoulder? You want head, shoulders, knees, and toes, bitch? Like, what the fuck are you doing out here?
A house for my son and my daughter individually, where they have their house.
Okay, so three houses, knees, and shoulders. All right. I mean, I guess that's the thing. You said a house for, I'm assuming, for yourself, and then one for each of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I probably, let's see, what?
Dick surgery to get my dick to my kneecaps.
What? What does that even mean?
I just want my dick to fall out my pants and just be like, hey.
They ain't never heard nobody say. Niggas say dick go like.
I hate you with all of my fucking heart, bro. I fucking hate you. All right, look, I'm copping a crib. I'm copping my mama a crib. Obviously, getting this wedding popping off and shit, because now money doesn't fucking matter, though. I'm sure Kristen will still be like, I don't want to do a big wedding, but now you buy whatever the fuck. Gotta get my whip. And honestly, I would actually be buying property around the country. Not only for like investment purposes, but I'd be getting like a house or a condo in LA, in Atlanta, in New York. Oh my God. I forgot about that. I'd be buying the property all over the country. So if they're like, hey man, are you a resident in Atlanta? Like, are you a local hire? Yes, bitch, I am a local hire.
I mean, I think honestly, all jokes aside, I would invest in property that'd be like buildings that where I can have one of the apartments in it, like myself. So like you said, for if you need to be a local hire, you're a local hire whenever.
Yep. And I would probably just start financing my own movies and shit. Like, if I'm being real. Like,
what type of movies? What type of movies you finance?
Nigga, fucking low budget indies, because I'm not a goddamn studio. Hey, no, nigga. Stop it.
Hey,
stop
nigga.
It.
Hey, nigga, listen. That shit. No, nigga, stop listen. It.
Nigga, no.
My nigga, your own low budget.
Do something else! Do something else! That's it! That's all we want!
Swaggy Blur's Busted
Don't
Baby.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
You stop that shit.
You stop Winston's it. Wangs. Alex's ass is after hour.
I'm God! Beat his ass!
Okay. You done? Are you done?
Okay.
Streamlabs.com.
Hold on. Stephanie Rodriguez asked a question. Would you guys still be doing blurs after winning? I'd act like I don't know this nigga.
Wow.
I'm just playing. I was seeing if you was gonna say it first. I don't know which one of us.
Kristen says maybe just one spicy film. What the fuck? Only swag, nigga. Oh,
Kristen heard you won $316 million and was like,
oh, good Lord, bro. Good Lord. But see, that's the problem. If I won, I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody going to know that I won, because I don't need.
How do you got to do that? Yeah, that's
because you get a lawyer by proxy. You have them go take care of you.
Yeah, because you niggas are never, nigga, I would still be wearing cartoon shirts from Target and Walmart. You niggas would be like, yo, this nigga.
Yo, goddamn it, Winston, why for yesterday? Nigga, send.
Well, shit.
Essentially, what I would do, bro, is I would find some way to make it seem like I got on. I would figure it out. I might be like an auntie died and she left. She bequeathed me a house. That might be what people think. Why all of a sudden I got a house?
I need you to say that line one more again. Auntie died and she bequeathed
me. Bequeathed me a house.
What?
I've been bequeathed.
Bequeathed. Sorry, nigga. I was talking fast.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No.
Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/ship if you want to support the show, if you want to get your questions or comments in. Jay, you got them open. Can you read some of them, man?
All right. Wee Man Wade hit us up with several of them. First one says, the church offering for the JWPP fund. Thank you for the love. The second one says, it's payday and I want to show the blurred some love. Appreciate you for that one. Then the third one says, question for Jay. Who has given Bryan Danielson his best match in AEW so far to you? Honestly, I haven't been watching AEW like that. I just haven't had the time to. Wednesday nights have been kind of, you know, hectic for me trying to do a whole bunch of things. I caught up on him in the Adam Page match. It was a pretty decent match. I just, you know, again, it's the Minoru Suzuki was great, was a dream match to see and things like that. So it all varies. All right. So appreciate that. Alberto Rios, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you, bro. Jimmy Nail says, hey, family, tell those you love that you love them. You never know when it will be their last opportunity. Love to the neighborhood. Y'all are my fam.
Okay. So a couple of things. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that maybe something happened with Jimmy, and if that's the case, we send in love to you, man. Because right. otherwise, I interpret that one of two ways. Either A, he knows something about the two of us that we don't fucking know, and we apparently about to be out this bitch, or B, something wrong with Jimmy, and now I'm worried about Jimmy's ass. So I don't want anything to happen to you, but I'm just making damn sure that you're not telling me that one of us niggas is about to die.
Yeah, please don't, because I got goals and dreams and ambitions.
I do too. Fuck this COVID shit, but like, nigga, I'm doing okay. Don't you put that evil on. This
also, y'all can kiss my ass. Just look at the way. Just get the damn flash. Let me tell you something. I'm good, bro. I want real vagina. Real vagina. I don't care what y'all keep saying about fleshlights. I don't give a fuck. It's got to be real grade A vagina.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
That's what it can be. Jimmy Nail says, I lost a close-ass friend today.
Man.
Sorry, Jimmy, for your loss.
Jimmy, I'm so sorry, man. I had a feeling that that's what that was with you sending that. So I genuinely, I know I was sort of making jokes and whatnot, but I send a heartfelt just like hug and healing energy and prayers for you, man, because that's fucking awful, man. That's absolutely.
Yeah. Crazy. I've lost friends and I know how that sudden loss can go. And it is very hard. It shakes you up for real. And so I understand it. Like, man, I'm sorry for you, Jimmy. Seriously, I don't know what else to really say. I am not buying a fucking fleshlight or sex doll. I don't know. Like, yo, can you imagine? I just, you know, here's the crazy part with this show right now. I just want you to know this before we go any further. We know the people that regularly comment in the neighborhood when we're live in the chat, right? We see that. We get a pretty decent amount of people that respond in the YouTube comments. But we look at the amount of views we have, the amount of downloads from the podcast. There are people who don't know, you know what I'm saying, who we don't know directly are watching or listening to the show. What I say all that to say is, I'm going to be in the middle of the grocery store trying to get me some kale. And it's going to be somebody's auntie was like, you need all that fiber because you ain't getting no pussy. And then I'm going to be mad. Like,
Sir. Oh, by the way,
Jolene double O negative. It is streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. It's right above.
I'll put it right there. I'll also put it on the bottom. It's above and below. Either one of those, you can do that. So, Joe, you met Joe at the party.
What Joe?
My homeboy Joe that came to New Year's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he says X-Men Red specifically takes place on Arco, which is the colonized Mars after Storm helped terraform it.
Mars is now a mutant planet. Storm and Magneto are two of the 12 members of the Quiet Council of Kurilka. I knew that, which is part of the Magneto inclusion, correct? And Storm is the regent of the planet, which the mutants declared the capital of the solar system, which also means Storm is the regent of our solar system. That's fucking fire, bro. I cannot wait for that shit. That's dope.
All right, so we just got one in from Fredtastic314 at Streamlabs says, Happy New Year. Looking forward to a great year of Blurred's Logic to help me on my way. Go Cowboys.
Let's go. Let's go. My Diggs jersey came in just in time, baby. For one more game, we're going to beat the Eagles, breaks off the Eagles, and then roll into this. You muted yourself again.
My brain had to process what you said because I was reading still. You was like, my Diggs jersey. I was like, yo, Diggs jersey. I was like...
What is wrong with you?
I was like, what type of jersey is this nigga? You got a Dick's jersey?
Man, that would be something. You are something else. You are something else.
I just wanted to make sure I said that. Just want to. All right. So, see, is that. Check your Cash App and Venmo over there, please, just in case.
Yeah, it was empty, but I'll check again. Give me 1 second. The Cash Apps is all quiet. The Venmos are also all quiet. So with that, I guess y'all know what time it
is. And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I just wanted
to... I saw you star them. Go ahead. Whatever.
Okay. E. Reaper says, Jay, you're not the only one. Jimmy Dragon sales said, for the record, that's what I heard too. Jamlin Park say, I heard dicks. I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy. But also, Black Scorpio, has Jay got his DeMar DeRozan jersey yet? No, I have not, because I have not been back home. I'd rather try to get it when I'm at home, because getting a Chicago Bulls jersey out here is slim to impossible. Also, shouts out to Jolene 00 Negative. She just sent in a Streamlabs, said, rewatching Black Panther, and here's a Peg Mary Kill for you. Eric Killmonger, M'Baku, and Wakabi.
And Wakabi? Okay, well, Wakabi's ass is a traitor, so that nigga got to die.
You ain't gonna kill Killmonger. You're just gonna fuck this nigga, or you gonna fuck him?
You gotta fuck Killmonger, you gotta marry M'Baku.
Yeah, I can marry the big gorilla nigga, but like as far as what's up, that nigga gonna have me doing dishes. I don't care. All right, so.
Hey man, don't worry. He's vegetarian.
Right. Making this nigga broccoli spinach, all broccoli and spinach pizza all day. But look, Wakabi, but Killmonger out here, this nigga Killmonger, you can't just fuck a nigga who got you bent over, tell us, is this your king? Like, that's just not how this
works. What the fuck are you out of your damn mind?
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own, fuck that.
Nigga, that'd be both of us with him talking about this your king and shit.
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own. Fuck that.
That would literally be the response, bro. That would literally be the response.
This nigga got you bent over vibranium fist. Someone said, is this your king? Is this shit? Because he gonna, you know what?
Oh God! You think when he finished, he talking about hey, hot tea?
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Nigga, like when he's done with you, you out here like. We're animated,
totally insane. They push me out and paste me.
No, sir. Not me. You're right, Jay. You're right. When Killmonger's done with you, you're more like.
I just want my baby.
Killmonger gonna have this nigga running through the fields of Wakanda like.
I hope Michael Jordan does watch the show and the nigga agrees to come on after all this. That's fucking hilarious. Yo, man, nigga. I have a feeling. I think this is the year this show blows the fuck up over stupid shit like this. Over just
dumb shit, Mike.
Over stupid shit like this.
Oh, bro. My God. All right, here's the Karen. It's quick, to the point, pay attention. It's short and sweet. You ready?
Yeah.
She called herself spitting and attacking her because her order wasn't right. No girl was like, "I'm bitch, I'm about to touch your soul."
Yeah,
fucking
hell, bitch. Yeah, you wanna go, bitch?
Dude, I really, really wanted them to let her go. I understand they were trying to not get her fired and or arrested, but I wanted her to let her go.
Because after that slap, it was just, hold on, unmute your mic real quick. When the dude, when I do it.
Yeah.
What like, ding, 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 bro, 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 go, bro, go.
Bro.
Yeah, look at old boy, he like, shit, should I stop her?
Bro, the funny thing is, after the girl that works there gets slapped, after the girl that gets slapped, she's all here.
The fuck are you out of your damn mind?
And real talk, the bitch that fucking was getting her ass whooped, she was talking a lot of game, where she was like, yeah, you want to go meet me outside, but I promise you on the inside, the minute she got outside.
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own, fuck that.
Like, bro, she was out here.
I've made a huge mistake.
Like, bro, she was getting the brakes beat off of her. And if that dude did not come in and stop her, that was it. That was fucking it, bro.
Nigga, them punt, that slap again. Let's look at it one more again, ladies and gentlemen. Watch him when the slap pop. Oh, that one caught the face. Oh, that one caught the face.
So, hold on. I saw Black Orange Cassidy said them punches did not connect. Yeah, those punches didn't connect because the dude was in the way. If that nigga was not stopping her, she would have had her shit rocked. You see, her food was all sideways. The funny thing is, I know where she was. She was at that fucking Hawaiian place on the spot from our house. Not the same one, but the same franchise. You know how that sauce gets, nigga. All that food is ruined. That food is fucking ruined because she's terrified.
This nigga said this bitch was at Ono Hawaiian barbecue, nigga.
Tell me I'm wrong. No, look at it again, nigga. Nigga, that's all the fucking, you see the fucking surfboard right there? You can see the fucking thing. Look, that's the same containers they got. Beat the fucking shit out of her, bro. Beat the absolute fucking shit out of her. Okay, I'm gonna mute Jay just to be nice, though. Holy shit, y'all heard that, right? Please tell me. It definitely wasn't flush. Speaking of flush, oh my God. I know y'all all heard that, too. I definitely. Jay was running so fast, we definitely heard him like.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Holy God, man. Now, I don't disagree with you. The wall caught more of that than the girl did, but that's literally because I'm going to watch it with you one more time because we're waiting for Jay. She was being blocked, man. If she wasn't being blocked. Look, slap. Dude is already in her way.
Yeah, you do.
See, those last couple, that's the thing. Those last couple, that definitely hit her in the fucking head, man. God damn. I really wish that she had been able to get the full, speaking of flushes. Oh, man. God. Oh, yo. Yo, we're playing that as soon as he gets back. You're a goddamn genius, Chris Tyler. You're a goddamn genius. I love it. I fucking love it. We are definitely doing that when he gets back. Let me star that shit so we don't lose it. Wait till this nigga comes back. Oh, man. We're saving that too. Well done. I love it. Yo, keep coming up with these. We gotta play all of these for Jay when he comes back. Yep, I like it. That's a good point. That's a good point, Dwayne. Why was she saying, meet me outside? She was ready right there. I agree with you. We should have just let the fight finish right then and there, but obviously it's not exactly what happened. So, all right, give me a second. I'm going to check the Streamlabs again, see if anything else came in. Okay, so a couple of things we wanted to impart with you, Jay. So hold on. So first of all, you got to unmute yourself.
Okay.
So first of all, we had this.
So we don't have the capacity.
Oh, man. You also had, apparently, you had this going on.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. All of And lastly, we got a Streamlabs that just came in from Alan Smithy, who says, hey, Jay and Winston, as a world-famous filmmaker, I just have to say that your Ode to Karen's video intro is one of the best things in the entire YouTube community. It makes me crack up every time. And Karen sucked, so I can really get behind the message. And he spelled Karen's the old-school way with the apostrophe S, my nigga.
Okay. I mean, y'all want that back, don't y'all?
What are you doing over there? You're typing something. Somebody upset.
No, I'm adding something up.
To fucking yell at everybody. You mad, nigga? What was wrong, man? Come on.
Oh, no, I'm good. Oh, I'm good.
Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I can make it through this. I'm good.
Yo, Jason Tess is right now like. Bro, I'll try not to make you laugh anymore because I know. Yes, sir, that nigga shitting. Damn, nigga. Jay's like, what more do you want from me?
Yes, sir, this nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
More do you want from me?
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
Well, shit.
You gone. Okay. You gone be great with your lavender. Go.
Oh, shit.
He's adding up how much weight just left him.
Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J. Washington. Y'all know how to spell it. Mad Titan Podcast comes back Monday. Please just find it. This should be up on the podcast. Whew. I'm at, go, oh my God.
Go, you're good. I know the rest.
Stand-up comedy club, Bell. Stand-up comedy club, Bellflower on Saturday. Nigga, oh shit. Oh.
You're good. Go, run, nigga, run. I did indeed empty the clip. You know where to find me. Everywhere that Swaggy Blurs is sold. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Twitch, man. Twitch, I find, like I said, I got my setup going. I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight because I got a lot of stuff to do with Kristen, but I definitely know probably tomorrow I will be live streaming on Twitch again. I'm super excited. Right now I am playing some the new game Halo Infinite. So I might do a little campaign, might do a little bit of multiplayer on there, all that good stuff. So come and join me, man. I missed streaming with y'all. I missed twitching with y'all. So twitch.tv/theswaggyblurred. If you haven't already, please go over to that channel, hit a quick follow, you know, show some love. If you come and watch me, do a subscription. Then if you want to do a subscription on your own, that's fine. But I would say, you know, wait till I start streaming and shit. And that is pretty much everything for right now. So let me do a quick last minute look. If you did send a Cash App to Jay, we'll have to hit that up later, the next show. We will be back on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, just because I obviously don't have access to his phone right now. Jay's stomach right now is literally like...
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
Oh my god, that is, oh man, that is so fucking fun. But yeah, no, Jeremy Miller, so I hope Swag Day Fun Day returns. I would like to do that, man. Are we doing it on Sundays? Just got to check out my schedule and all that stuff. But it was a lot of fun to do that, play some Jackbox, some other kind of like party games that we could do collectively together. So I'm very, very much here for it. So, hold on. I see somebody asking about the meow, but I can't see the numbers right away. I mean, somebody could probably tell me, oh yeah, we're good. Okay, so here you go. For those that aren't familiar, whenever we hit 100 likes on the YouTubes for the show, we happen to play this little meme right here. Meow! Mason, dude, coming with the fire, just like, unfortunately, Jason Tess's right.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's on his phone right now watching the remainder of the show from the bathroom, but it is what it is, man. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here, man. Y'all be safe out there. I can't stress it enough. Again, y'all know that I unfortunately caught COVID earlier this week, and, you know, it's been a process. It's been okay, but it's because I was vaxxed and boosted, man. It's been helping me out, and I've been taking my vitamins and some medicines to try and help out with that shit. So if you haven't already, go get your shots, man. Go get your shots and make sure that you are good to go, because you don't want this shit full force at all. So with that, y'all, I got much love for each and every one of you. We will see you on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, for the next Blurreds in the Hood. We out here. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
So for the post credits, as we were talking about the X-Men before, I'm going to leave y'all with probably one of my favorite fucking just like memes, collections, all that shit. Maybe on the internet, it'll have you laughing for the next minute and a half straight. We all know if you're a true X-Men fan, if you're a true comic fan, you know that Professor X is a badass. But unfortunately, I don't think people realize in X-Men the Animated Series, they made Professor X a little bit of a bitch. So enjoy this. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Incredible! now bind the phoenix with the power of... Please, Lalandra, it doesn't have to be...
The last thing I'll say about that, man, other than the fact that he looked like a bitch, I guarantee you that's exactly what Jay is like right now.